Speaking to reporters shortly after meeting with the head of Sudan Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, on Tuesday, the European Union ambassador to Sudan, Robert van den Doel, said the EU fully supports Sudan's transitional government and praises its efforts towards building a democratic system of government. Ambassador van den Doel, who spoke on behalf of the EU countries' ambassadors, characterized his meeting with al-Burhan as constructive and friendly. The EU ambassador says he and al-Burhan also discussed progress made in implementing the peace deal, economic reforms, and the country's general security situation.
The meeting was held in a very constructive and friendly atmosphere. This kind of diplomacy has never been more important than today as we seek to support Sudan's democratic transition and also to help ease tensions in the Horn of Africa and expand cooperation across this region as we believe that Sudan's positive role is historic.
Ambassador van den Doel says the two discuss political developments in Sudan and the need for dialogue to form the constitutional and electoral commissions. He expressed the EU readiness to support any transparent political transition in Sudan that would lead to a civilian-led government at the end of the transitional period.
We also touched on the continued efforts exerted to contain the differences between the different political forces in Sudan to ensure the success of the transitional period. Once again, we underline the importance of the full implementation of the August 2019 constitutional document, including the installation of a transitional legislative council.
Van den Doel says al-Burhan briefed the EU delegation on the progress of implementing security arrangements as stipulated in the Juba Peace Agreement and the government's efforts to maintain order, strengthen security, impose the rule of law, and combat criminal activity. The ambassador reiterated the EU's commitment to support Sudan's transition to a democratic form of government.
We will also continue to support Sudan to reintegrate into the global economy, and we will definitely continue to support any genuine effort to build a peaceful democratic system for all Sudanese.
Van den Doel called on the government to speed up investigations in order to bring to justice the perpetrators of recent deadly intercommunal violence in Darfur and eastern Sudan. He says the EU would like to see that the citizens and revolutionaries who played a major role in ousting former President Omar al-Bashir and his administration are living peacefully and enjoying economic prosperity in their country.
The European Union and its member states will jointly stand by the Sudanese people who, through the Sudanese revolution, embarked upon the unique transformation of the country. We will stand by Sudan to achieve its goals for peace, freedom, and justice.
Ambassador van den Doel stressed the importance of the government to step up its efforts to protect civilians, including the protection of displaced persons. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.